FNC's Carlson slams WAPO's Rucker for violating an off-the-record agreement. By Jeff Poor on September 4, 2019. Tuesday on Fox News Channel's Tucker Carlson Tonight. Host Tucker Carlson and The Hill's Joe Concha discussed the firing of Madeline Westy Rout, who was fired as a result of an alleged breach of an off-the-record agreement between her and The Washington Post's Philip Rucker. Carlson criticized Rucker in The Post, with Concha noting such a breach is traditionally a fireable offense. Transcript as follows. Carlson, well, you may not have heard her name before. But until a few days ago, Madeline Westy Rout was the personal assistant to President Trump. By all accounts, she worked hard and did well at her job. It's hard to find anyone in Washington who doesn't like her. And yet now, she is unemployed and humiliated. How did that happen? Well, she made the mistake of eating dinner with a Washington Post reporter called Phil Rucker. At the meal, Westy Rout made a couple of catty remarks about the president's daughters. That's unwise, but it's hardly without precedent. That sort of thing can happen at dinners where wine is served. What is stunning, what is really unusual is what happened next. The meal was explicitly off the record, and for journalists, that is a bright line. That's the brightest of all lines. Information journalists learn in off-the-record conversations absolutely cannot be shared. It's one of the few unbreakable rules of the business. Everybody in the business knows that. But because Madeline Westy Rout worked for Donald Trump, Phil Rucker of The Washington Post decided to break that rule, casually break it. According to multiple sources, Phil Rucker decided to burn Westy Rout and shared her remarks with others. Westy Rout was immediately fired, and as we said, humiliated. Her life completely derailed. Rucker, meanwhile, returned to Washington, the hero. In fact, he was happily yapping away on MSNBC this afternoon. His bosses at the Washington Post issued a statement telling the rest of us what a great guy he is. Joe Concha writes about media for The Hill. He joins us tonight. So Joe, has something changed in the past couple of weeks? Is off the record no longer a category that journalists have to observe? And in this case, there was also some other reporters there as well. Reporters from Bloomberg and Reuters and the Wall Street Journal. And then Phil Rucker, who you mentioned from the Washington Post. It can't be confirmed, however, that Rucker actually burned this source here in Madeline Westy Rout. But that's what a lot of sources are reporting right now. But again, I can't confirm that, and I'm not going to do that here. Go ahead. Carlson, I think, hold on, let me just say, I think I can confirm that, and we've spoken. I personally have spoken to people who have confirmed it. I'm satisfied with their knowledge of it. So I believe that happened, and I'm willing to say so explicitly. But we called over to Washington Post as we always do, and asked the subject of the segment, you know, for a statement. Did this happen? And the Washington Post refused to respond to our questions that issued this absurd little statement about how much they like Phil Rucker. But I just want you to confirm for us that this is a really important question. This is not a small thing, if you're a journalist, right? The question of whether you've broken an off-the-record agreement. Concha, it's a fireable offense, in my opinion. Because now you have taken this career of this 28-year-old in Madeline Westy Rout. And you think she is ever going to work in Washington again? Carlson, exactly. Concha, I mean, this is a very difficult situation for her. Now, granted, she bears some responsibility here. Clearly, you should know that given the acrimony between the press and the administration, and given the fact that there's complete mistrust between the press and the administration and vice versa, the last thing you do is go out to dinner, get overserved. It's like sodium pentothal at that point, and you start talking, thinking that you could actually trust the people that you're with, because in this case, it's a means to an end. No one cares that Madeline Westy Rout was burned here by somebody. They only care about the message, which was embarrassing to the president. So, I think that's what we're talking about here. Carlson, well, that's exactly it, so nobody gets to act like a human being anymore. Everyone has to be political all the time because of creeps like Phil Rucker, and organizations like the Washington Post, which are pure political organs designed to affect political outcomes. They don't care about individuals. They don't care about the rules. They just care about power, and I really think there should be. I mean, you just said it, it's a fireable offense to break this rule. Do you think there's any chance that Phil Rucker will be fired from the Washington Post? The only thing I could think of is that it was a promise for more access by leaking this out from somebody else within the administration. By letting people know that you had this information and that the source said that. Carlson, yes, I don't know. All I know is that here, this young woman has really seen her life derailed. And none of the self-described feminists who are always jumping to the aid of women seem to care at all. And they're all patting Phil Rucker on his ample back. Concha, good point. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.